This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
I just want to welcome all the listeners out there. It's Alana Willifier, and it's this time again, Body Matters. And I just want to welcome you. Today I have two special guests in the studio. It's Elise Strauss, and Elise was with me last week, and we chatted a little bit about the mother and daughter connection. And Elise is a businesswoman, and she's got her fingers in lots of things at the moment, and one of the things are Tent. And with her is Melissa Jacobs, and Melissa's been in ministry also for a very long time. And yeah, together they form part of Tent. And so we're going to chat a little bit about that and what it is about and how that can impact people's lives. So welcome, Elise, and welcome, Melissa. Thank you so much for coming.
Hello, everyone. It's so nice to be here.
Hi, thank you for having us. Yeah.
No, it's a pleasure. I mean, I know you girls now for a while, and I just think it would be nice if you guys can just, Melissa, maybe you can just share a little bit about yourself, your background, and just what you've been involved in over the years.
Okay, I'm Melissa Jacobs, and I'm 29 years old. I'm originally from Manenberg in the Cape Flats. I'm very proud to say I'm from there, because God really handpicked me out of Manenberg to be here today to speak to you guys.
Set you apart.
Yes. I'm involved in raising up the body of Christ and equipping and empowering them with the power team. It's a Bible school that I'm a principal at, and my passion is what I just said now, equipping and empowering and sending them out to bring the lost sheep in and do the exact same thing that I'm doing to equip and empower them. It's all part of discipling, Alana. Yes. It's all part of what we are called for and living out the Great Commission. I am also, we've also partnered with Elise, with Tent South Africa, and it's an extension of what we've been doing in the Bible school, and we are so excited to start this journey with in South Africa.
Oh, no, that is amazing, Melissa. So your Bible school is running on the one side, but this kind of flows with what you're doing.
Yes.
And Elise, I know that not everybody listened to our program last week, so don't you just want to share again, just tell us about yourself and what you're involved in.
Yes, Alana, I'm Elise, and I'm a mom, a wife, a businesswoman, who's still homeschool three of my four children.
Wow, I know you said that. You're so brave.
Yeah, but you know what? From the beginning, many years ago, even when I was in school, I just always had this thing that I just want to serve God. Mm. It doesn't matter where, how, or what I do. As long as it's for God, I'm happy. But then over the years, I got pulled in so many directions.
Yes.
First, when I was just a mom, or at first I was just a wife, and I didn't know where I fit in. And
yes.
Then I was a mom, and I did the whole mommy thing, and I still felt like, oh, something's missing.
Yes.
And then I started my businesses again, and then I realized, but I can do it all. You know,
yes.
God gave us this ability to be able to not only just be a mom or just a wife or just a pastor or just a minister or whatever you want to, however you want to live out what God has for you.
Yes.
It can be in that job that you love as well, because that's one thing. I love what I do as a beauty therapist. Now, as all the other, as the
additional
grew,
businesses,
I love every second of my life.
Yes.
And it's specifically because God placed me there. And I realized that I don't need to serve in, I do serve in a church always, but you know what? I reach people more when they're not in church.
Yes.
So there in our businesses, that's where we shine. Yeah.
And I think that's also where, you know, in your workplace, so most of the people that come to church are saved, but most of the people that come to our ordinary workplaces aren't always saved. And it's such a nice place where you can reach out to them and just share it in a very informal way, where people don't feel threatened. And I think if you go out, like you two girls go out with a mission, you know, with a purpose to proclaim God's, you know, God's word. And yeah, so that is amazing. And I think with you, Elise, also that scripture of a Proverbs 31 woman also comes to mind as I listen to all the things that you are doing. So yeah, I think what we're going to do is just to take a short break, and then we're going to chat about what Tent is. And I'm sure our listeners out there are quite keen to hear, and even myself, I'm keen to hear what Tent is about. So let's take the short break. This is Body Matters with Alana Willifrey, and my guest is Elise Strauss and Melissa Jacobs, and their ministry is called Tent. And we are going to chat a little bit about what is Tent and what, the strategies of Tent and how that impacts the world. So Elise, don't you want to share a little bit about what is Tent and what an impact that has on people?
Well, Tent is an organization that started 21 years ago in Norway.
Sure, that's a far place from here, yes.
So we are actually in Cape Town. We are the youngest entity of Tent. Okay. We're only about 2 years old. But what it basically is a resource center where we equip business people, professionals and students on how to spread the gospel across cultures.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's in South Africa, it's amazing because we have many cultures in one place. But what Tent focus on as well is that we go to other countries. We reach that unreached people. So we start off by including everyone in South Africa that you know, that whole vision, that mission, the Great Commission that we're supposed to make disciples.
Yes.
So we start small. We start with where you are. At the job that you are in.
Yes.
And you know, God, He works in mysterious ways. So He enlarges your territory. Mm. And then a lot of times we realize, but God is opening doors to another little town the neighbors, or we're going up into Africa. And then all of a sudden He says, move. You have to go to another country and stay there. And that's where we come in as well, is to help those people that already feel called to move to another country. But also for those people who think like I did when I started with Tent, I was like, you know what? We have all the cultures here. I can just go to my neighbor and then we are cross cultures. And Steiner, who's the founder of Tent, he said to me, yeah, Elise, yeah, that's good. And when the deeper I got into Tent, I realized, but God has placed the seed in me. And I feel like there will come a time where He's going to tell us to move to another country.
Yes.
And we're ready. That's one of the reasons why we homeschool. Because if God says move, we will move. Mm-hmm. The whole thing about living in another country, preaching the gospel or living the gospel, because we are all about not preaching, but actually showing God's love. It's not what we say, it's how our lives influence other people. So when we go to other countries, it's people listen to you because you're from another country. So they are hospitable. They allow you to talk. And it doesn't matter if you're in a country where you're not allowed to talk about God. If you say you're a Christian, you can talk out of your experience.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I just want to come back to, what does Tent stand for?
Tent, oh, that is so amazing. Tent in Norwegian, it actually means on fire.
Okay,
so we are on fire for God. And it's based on the life of Paul. He was a tent maker. So he had all these connections that he met through his work. So he met Priscilla and Aquila in the Bible that talks about them. And he made tents for people. That was his business.
Yeah.
That was his income. So there's that beautiful scripture where he says, it doesn't matter if he has money or he has no money.
Yeah.
He's still loves God, and he will preach the gospel. And he used his job to be able to provide. He didn't ask churches to give him money. That wasn't one of his features. He generated an income while
he was busy preaching. And John, I love that scripture. I think it says, whether I have little or whether I have a lot, I've learned to be content in all circumstances. That's I don't know where that stands, but that is a beautiful one. And tell me a little bit more about how you go about presenting your tent.
Okay, so we have we're actually supposed to have all these courses, but due to COVID, we didn't do it. So our first big Go Equip course will be in March next year. Okay. But at this stage, we are just building the community, getting people together, getting those. There's a lot of people that want to volunteer, and it doesn't mean that you volunteer. You have all your hours giving hours. It's literally just being equipped on how to live the gospel in your area. We also have, like, in our house, we have these meetings. Mm-hmm. So we get together. It's just a home church. It's just being a home church, being connected, and encourage. But our focus is always on how you will, how you live your job in your job.
How can you be an ambassador for Jesus Christ in your workplace?
And exactly, without preaching, because a lot of things what we do as Christians, we quote the scriptures, we talk Christianese, we pray in season and out of season, we Bible bash, and we do it because we're so in love with God, and we know the answer. We know that God, he came through for us, so we want to share it with everyone. But we have to be wise in how we share to people who don't believe it or has a different culture. So we give people, especially in these meetings, because we get to know each other, and then we tell each other, listen, maybe you shouldn't use the scripture so much, just live it, you know. So we give tools on how to do that.
So Tent has got, when you join Tent, obviously I'm also trying to find a little bit more. When you join Tent, I mean, does it have a specific mandate or vision, or do you just take it upon yourself and bring it into your own sphere? Or is there certain ways in which you are equipped that you need to equip others?
So Tent has a big dream. Their dream is that there will be one Christian in every business all around the world and in every university. So there's no, Tent is not a church. It's not a rules. It's a movement where people are literally, we part of the same crowd. So it's different churches.
Okay.
Together, just living out. Our courses do equip you. It changes your whole mindset on the way we as Christians present ourselves in the world.
Okay, so they do have material and all of that, which you get equipped and you equip others with it. Okay, and then how do you source people? Do you invite people to your home? Do you go to churches and maybe preach or talk about it there? How do you guys go out and get Tent known to the people?
Literally everything.
every way
possible. Okay. Just like how God put people together like us, or in churches, schools, students, universities. We actually have a big focus on reaching out to the universities, because the students nowadays, they want to go outside to other countries. They want to study abroad. So we help them get there, but we equip them. If you're part of Tent, it depends on where you are at. Do you want to go to another country? Do you want to stay in South Africa? We literally help you in every way possible on how you can spread the gospel normally.
Okay, and then I'm going to ask another question. So Tent is definitely something that is in different countries. So you could actually connect. There's like ambassador
for a
network. So if you would want to start something here and someone in your group wants to go to Norway's Tent, do you guys then organize with them? Do they get accommodation and get you involved with their groups and what they're busy doing? Is that how it works?
Yes, we do have that. But we also remember tent is all about your profession. You work in another country. Yeah. So it's not a mission. It's not missions that you go. It's like if you're a teacher or you accountant or a physiotherapist or a doctor, we help you get a job in the area or in a country that you need. We also link with personnel agencies all over the world. So they will send us jobs that's available and we try to fill it with Christians. Mm. Okay. So yeah, it's all about your job being living in your workplace. So you earn your own money. It's not that
one's paying you. No. You are just basically part of an organization where you slot into your workplace. You take tent principles and you apply it in your situation. Exactly. Okay, now I'm getting a clearer picture of it because I also need to ask questions so that I can put the whole picture together. And I'm sure a lot of the audience also just want to know how the networking takes place. And how you go out and reach people and what are the, I wouldn't say perks, but, you know, there is a network. It's a part of a bigger organization than just South Africa. Yeah. And if people want to come here, do you guys also find work for them?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's also the fact that a tent is already for 21 years.
Yes.
That the connections that has been built over the years, it's
established.
Yeah, it's established. And there's this whole community where when we went to Norway, the whole tent, everyone in Norway, it's actually a very small country.
Oh, wow.
So they, all the tent members, they just, we stayed in their houses. They spoiled us like,
Did you also go, Melissa?
No,
she's looking at you. I was thinking, oh, that's awesome. Okay. Yeah,
so, soon.
Soon, yes.
So next year we're going to Dominican Republic. Mm. That's the other place.
Oh, wow.
One of the directors there. So, yeah, there's a whole...
I think that's amazing. It's about living Jesus, connecting, and, yeah, I can see it's just being part of something bigger than yourself.
Yeah.
And it sounds very exciting, especially to go and travel and see how people do things in that side of the world.
Yes.
And also just being able to, you know, to network. Mm. I think God opens doors like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not what you know, it's who you know at the end of the day where you end up. Anyway.
Yes.
Well, coming to the next question that I want to ask, Melissa, you were saying something about your experience. You want to tell us a little bit about your experience when you were sent out to Ladysmith to do some ministry work.
Yes.
Do you want to share on that?
Okay. So the 2015, I was ordained as a pastor and sent out to go and establish another Bible school in this community, Ladysmith. But we've always been somehow applying. Tent wasn't part of my life at that time.
Okay, this is before tent.
Yes, this is before tent. I started tent, I started getting to know about tent 2 years ago. 2 years when it was brought to South Africa. But we always had these principles that I see are in tent. We've been trained into when we go out, when we were sent, I'm called to be a missionary. So I'm called for the nations. We need to take care of ourselves. Mm. The traditional missionaries that the way we used to do it, where the church supports you to go out with finances and all of that, is I feel that that is busy fading out.
Yes.
Just because of the fact that everyone can't support you always in your work.
Yes.
And what I experienced in Ladysmith is I applied at a job and at Steers.
Mm-hmm.
And Steers was at the gates of Ladysmith. So Steers was the only
place where people would come in and stop.
And eat. Because all of them love Steers, you know, and there's no other KFC or
no competition.
There's no competition. So everyone came there. And before I didn't even realize this were happening, but me going in there, I had to get to know the people, and they don't know me, I don't know them, and Steers was the perfect place to get to know them. So they will come. I was part of the one that was standing behind the little.
Okay.
They will come and say, wow, here's this new girl, and we will have a quick chat with each other, and then I will go on doing my work.
Yeah.
And I feel like that opening, me going there to work, gave them the impression, I'm not here to take from you. I'm here to serve you.
Yes.
And it was a practical way for me to serve them with food. Mm. And later on, when we started, I went in December, so it was holiday time. So in January, started with building the Bible school that side, they already knew Melissa. They already know her heart. You know,
yes.
They had an encounter with Melissa.
Yes.
And the students that came, they knew exactly what we did. Because when they came into Steers, they asked, what are you doing there? Why would you want to come from Cape Town into a smaller town?
Yes.
And I'm like, well, I'm here on a mission.
Yes.
And this is why I want to go, be here.
Mm.
And then I introduce what I want to do in Ladysmith. And for me personally, it was also a way of supporting myself. Because I didn't have the mindset that someone else must support
needs
me, because
to,
they didn't train me that way.
And I think in today's day and age, with what's happening, there isn't always that finances to do that extra, it's true. Sometimes we need to, those who are in ministry need to have that extra money where you need to support yourself and live it out.
Yes. So my days was hectic. I stayed at Steers for about 4 months. 4 months, yes. So I went over to a creche, and that's where I met families again, because I was looking after their babies. And the 10-hour shifts and everything, God just really gave me the strength to have a 10-hour shift with crying babies and then come back and minister to the students, which were mostly in the evenings, because the students had their jobs. We didn't want students to leave their jobs to get trained in the Word
That's
of God.
Right. You made it almost facilitated them.
Yes.
Accommodated
in their times,
them.
With their times in that. And I really saw how God grew me, my strength, my capacity to go.
Mm.
So in 2017, I had an opportunity to go to Nigeria, and I didn't go physically work there as a profession. I went as a student. We went on this student camp, and one of the night director of Tend Nigeria, I went to them, to his house and his camps that he organizes for students of university. So I was there also 3 months, and it was also amazing to learn from them again. You understand? Because I went as a student and
you
learned,
got equipped
a lot from them. The culture is so important. That is so important to get to know the culture so that you can communicate with them
That's
properly.
Right.
You know, you can't minister to someone if they don't understand you.
Yes.
So I learned that part in Nigeria, and I know God is just going to expand more and send us more and more out to nations, even through Tend South Africa, Tend International.
But it sounds like you've been on quite a trip.
Quite
a bit of experience just being there. I think it must have been tough at the time, but also great if you look back at all the, just working at Steers, working in the creche, and then just being in a new place.
Yeah.
And all then eventually end up going to Nigeria and getting equipped.
Yeah.
And as I always said, as I mentioned earlier on, it's just the experience that no one can take from you. Hey?
Yes,
you've tasted and see that the Lord is good, you want that for other people also.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Melissa, for sharing that. And just to come and touch on you, Elise, you are, as you said, you are the businesswoman. Mm-hmm. And how do you live our Tend in your life, in your businesses?
Well, that is, you know what, everything you do, as if you do it for God.
As unto the Lord.
Yeah, and that is, with us in our job, me and Nicole, we had a beautiful conversation this morning about we do things differently.
Mm-hmm.
We're not like I have this. The one of the businesses is the spa, and we don't do things like other spas do.
Yeah.
We, it's just different because when you have clients there, you listen to them,
mm-hmm.
and you have like two ways of listening. You're listening what the need is of That's the client right. in the physical, what they need. They come to a spa. So yes, we do their nails, we do their feet, we massage them. But then we listen to what they're saying. And then we listen to what God is saying for them. And that is the best part, is when we get that chance where we just slip in something nice. Some people we actually pray for. We ask them, can we pray for you? And we will. But a lot of times we just pray for them. It's between God and them. So they don't even know we pray for them. It's just we're praying for them. But you know, one thing that in business wise, how you can just serve. When I was in Norway, I met this one lady. She wasn't one of the directors. She's just one of the tent makers. But she is a physicist.
A physicist.
Yeah, okay. Like rocket science. And but she's the only woman in her field. And what they were busy doing was she was part of this group that is making the biggest microscope in the world where they can actually detect DNA with their naked eye.
Oh, wow. That's so interesting.
Yeah. So I don't know anything more than that. But she was sitting with me and talking to me about her field, because in her field, there's not a lot of Christians. Not at all. Because they...
Science versus Christianity.
So, and she was the only Christian. And but what the best part was, the two of us, we just connected, because both of us was brought up in a miners community. And she was in Poland, and I am in South Africa. And the things that we said, even what she said in her language, it sounded exactly the way I would say it in South Africa. And it was so weird.
It's almost like God gave you like an extra ear just to hear supernaturally.
And we could understand each other, because both of us, we're not like the normal Christians. we're not soft. We're actually like this rough diamonds that speak things that's not always well-rounded.
Just say it as it is, and it goes, oops, okay, maybe I should have said it differently.
And then when we talked like that, the two of us, we could just relate, and we loved so much. But that was the thing.
God made that connection.
Yes. And he loved us no matter what. Even if we were this different type of Christian, he still uses us. And even the two of us, we still chat a lot over WhatsApp.
Over the phone,
And she that prayer network that we have, because she found in me a sister in another country. And that's also what happened with Tent, is we are connected all over the world with all these people. It's like family. It's like I have sisters in Brazil and in everywhere, all over the world, where we connect and we pray for each other, and we pray specifically for jobs. We pray for businesses. Because that's where we make the difference.
And then just quickly, how do you guys say, for instance, do you guys ever have like a corporate get together online, or?
We do.
And how often does that take place?
Well, we can do it a lot. We did a big event in the beginning of the year, because it was the end of last year. End of last year, over into the new year, because we did 20 weeks for the 20 year celebration.
Oh, wow.
So then we, once a week, all of us go together online. It was in the middle of COVID that it started. And but we can always arrange something.
But it's just great that all the people from the different countries can all connect. It's not like you're on a, even though you're connected, sometimes you feel isolated, but that you guys are all together connected. And I think that's so important, that everybody's vision's there. And just to know there's people out there with the same heart, same passion, and that's also on fire for God. And I'm just listening to you guys, I think I'm also going to join Tent. Just tell me how. Anyway.
You are so welcome.
the one thing that we should also remember with TENT, we are a little bit undercover because there's a lot of people that are part of TENT that is in countries that are being persecuted, where we can't call their names out. Sure. We keep them in prayer. We keep them. We know about them, but we don't talk about it. So even though we do market a lot in South Africa because we still can. Yes. We also know that in times it will become difficult, and we have ways of still being connected without being on air or being out there. To be ordinary deck mantle.
You know what it's like, just when you said end times now, and I was also listening to some some things on YouTube, and some of these pastors, and I think it was Todd White that put on, that we really felt that we are the beginning of revelation now. That's what he felt that God had really laid on his heart. And I think there's such a urgency in the spirit, and for every listen, even for the listeners out there, to get your life in, to get your life sorted out. It's just that urgency. And I think as a Christian, we all know, because God says, if you look at the times and you can discern, we've got discernment to discern whether we are in the end times or not. That's what I believe. And I think we're really in that time where time's running out, and we need to go out and make disciples out of all nations. We need to share the gospel. Yeah. It's not our responsibility for people to accept it, but it's our responsibility to tell people about it and to give each and every person a chance. And like you said, there might be a time where we might not even be able to proclaim the gospel. And people already, in the world have to... they get persecuted and killed for just proclaiming the word of Jesus. So what you've got is almost, so beautiful. And if I can, I just want to add to that. Many years ago, I also worked at Paulsmoor Prison, and I never went in to talk about Christianity. Mm. So I wrote a manual on, it was called Character Transformation. And so I wrote this, but art... ever mentioning Jesus, just telling them, teaching them godly principles. I think it was a 6-week course I wrote, and it was telling them about godly principles, about forgiveness and to set people free, and what's your strengths and your weaknesses and your purposes. And that was just done, just to build relationship with people. And once you build relationship with people, it's just amazing when you just give your love and you can just, that people actually grasp that without having to say, give your life to Jesus, you must all, So it's never putting, but at the end of the day, when there was an opportunity to pray, that was amazing. People were hungry for Jesus, and we always assume, no, don't ask people, maybe, just another story I want to add is also with, my uncle who was diagnosed with cancer at one stage, and I just thought in my heart, I don't know if he's saved or not. And I had to actually go in and I just felt in my heart, I needed to ask him if he would want to accept Jesus. It's so hard, especially when it's a family member. And I remember going in and I said to my uncle, I just really, and it was like so hard, really feel that you would you want to give your life to Jesus? I'll pray for you. And you know what he said? Please. And the tears were streaming. And I think we never take it for granted that people will say no, So anyway, that was just now what came to mind as I was now listening to you guys going out and proclaiming the word of God and just, making those disciples. We never need to be afraid or ashamed of the gospel. But I think we're going to take a short music break and then, we can continue. Thanks. This is Alana Oelifi with Body Matters, and I'm chatting to Elise Strauss and Melissa Jacobs. And we were just chatting about an organization which they are involved in called TENT, and how the strategies of TENT works, and it is to go out and make disciples out of all nations. Melissa, you still wanted to add something to what we were saying previously. Do you want to share with us?
While Elise was talking about the strategy of TENT and also mentioning the end times.
Yes.
And the fact that there will be a time in our own country that we won't be able to air something like this. And I want to encourage every listener out there. This is a window of opportunity that we are in now.
Yes.
So you are listening and you are hearing everything that we are saying. Take this opportunity to get yourself equipped. So when the times come where the doors are going to be shut for us to be able to even practically do this, the times when they're going to kick our doors down because we are gathering, you are already equipped.
Yes.
Empowered.
Yes.
You have already the word established in your heart and have strategies and tools to be able to, within that times, live out Jesus Christ. So don't just listen to it now.
Yes.
Have an action plan. Contact us. This is your window of opportunity now.
And as we're on that topic now, just for anyone out there who wants to get hold of you, who wants to chat, who wants to be part of Tent, who just want to get some more information, where can they contact you and how can they go about just getting more information?
We have a website called
tentinternational.org.
And then you can contact us on WhatsApp as well on 078-798-6969. And then also Elise, she can also give a phone number or WhatsApp number.
We also have a Facebook page for Tent South Africa.
Yes.
But when you go onto the website, there is a form that you will fill in for contact Tent South Africa directly. And it will get to us and we will be able to connect with you.
Yes.
That's the easiest way. Just tentinternational.org and you will go to South Africa's page and there you will have everything. Yeah.
I just want to quickly ask, I should have asked at the beginning, but are you guys the South African Tent?
Are you one of many? No.
We're
the director. It's a non-profit as well. So we Tent South Africa. We obviously want more people to have more. It will all be under
your banner, basically.
Because we are under the banner of Tent International. So we have their covering as well. So we hope to have in every little
city,
town, every city, another Tent office. That will be great. The bigger we get, the better.
So if anyone, even in a church organization, would want to maybe take this mission on in their town or whatever, they can contact you or start it up themselves or whatever. So you will obviously just give them the rundown and all of that. Okay, thank you so much. And we're almost at the end of the program. Is there anything else that you feel on your heart that you want to tell the listeners out there today?
Well, showing God's love in everything you do is much more important than anything that you say. And that is just for every listener is, I think we should stop preaching and just loving people and show really. When people look at us, they shouldn't see the moaning, the grumbling, the complaining. They shouldn't see, they should see Jesus.
Yes.
I mean, it's not to say that when you in God's will, it's always great. We all have struggles, but it's our hope that holding on to God's promises every day, if we have that, that's exciting for people. People want to be around us because they're attracted to Jesus within us.
That's right. And I also, just to add to that before, I know you want to say something, Melissa, it's just sometimes it's so nice to be around people that are happy and joyful. And you know, we all got our struggles. And sometimes it's so difficult to put on a smiley face and to go out there. But I think even for our children, I was thinking, you know, even for our children, just to smile and to, you know, no matter what we feel, just to put on that happy face and that happy being, people want to be around because that's the lighter. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And that is amazing.
Yeah.
Sorry, Melissa, you wanted to add to that.
I also want to tell the listeners what I always keep in mind is when I leave the earth here, I won't be able to take anything with but souls. So let that be your main focus, your main lifeline. You're not going to be able to take your children. You're not going to be able to take your possessions. The only thing that you can take with you is the souls that you brought into the kingdom of God. So, yeah.
Amen. That is very, very powerful. Yeah. I just want to share a story, but I don't know all the details. I've heard the story many, many years ago, but it just kind of adds to what you guys were saying. And if I get the story wrong, listeners out there, I'm sure you might know it, but it goes something like this. Apparently, there was an island. I don't know. You know that story. I don't know. You want to tell the story? No, because I don't know the details. But anyway, I don't know the details, but it's something to this line where there was a whole lot of cannibals or whatever living on an island. And then they had a missionary or someone that came there to live on the island. And every time this missionary wanted to preach to them, they said, no, we don't want to hear anything. Yes. Just keep quiet. Mm. And then many, many years, this missionary lived there and in between the people. And, you know, they lived in peace and harmony and everything. And then I think he passed away and then they buried him. Mm. And then many years after that, missionaries arrived. And by that time, they actually shared the word of God. Sure. They were sharing Jesus, the story of Jesus. Mm. And then one of the guys said, no, they know Jesus. Mm. And he said, but how do you guys know Jesus? Mm. And they went to go to the grave to show where this man was buried. And they said, there, Jesus is lying there. They buried him. So what this man did was, is his life. He didn't say a word. He didn't preach. But he lived Jesus. Sure. And that was powerful. Mm. So by the time these missionaries came, they knew Jesus firsthand. Sure. You know, they were like, we know him. We know him. You know, without really even knowing him. And I think that is so powerful. Mm. We just said, let love and joy and peace and all of that. You know, it's just an act of kindness, just an act of giving, just listening. And there's also that quote where someone said, you know, it's when you're in the presence of someone else, the one thing you take back from that person is not the conversation or not anything else, it's but how that person made you feel.
Yes.
You know, how do we make people feel when they come to visit us? Yes. Do we make them feel like they're the most important thing? Yes. You know, and so those are all, I suppose, you know, just
part of
just ministering without saying a word. Mm. And what's also interesting in the Bible is that scripture that says a husband will be won over by his wife's ways, not words.
Yes.
You know, that's also powerful because it's all got to do with... So there's many ways of bringing the gospel, you know, to people.
Nice.
So, before we end off, Melissa, would you like to pray for our listeners out there, please?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this time that we could have together. And thank you for the truth, the strategies that you are releasing in the earth for us to be effective in disciple making, effective in the great commission that you gave to us in Matthew 28:19. Thank you, Jesus, that this is not a complicated thing to do. Thank you that we can literally just live out what we receive from you in your word, in your presence. When we spend time in your presence, we can just live it out out there in our workplaces. So I want to pray for every listener here, Father God. I pray, Father God, as they listen today about in South Africa, I pray that as they felt that awakening side of them, that they will act upon it, that they will reach out, even if they just go back to work now in this moment or tomorrow, they will go with the mission to love Jesus and to love like Jesus. I pray, Father God, that as they have to make decisions surrounding what they maybe are called for, Father, I pray that you will give them divine direction and clarity, and if tent is something that they need to get involved in, that they will not hesitate in Jesus' name. And thank you, Father God, that we are part of your big plan to restore, heal, and set free the world and everyone that is in it. I know you are coming back for a spotless bride, and you don't want to leave anyone behind. Yes, and I pray, Father God, that us as believers, that we will make this urgency in our hearts to reach out to the people that we are daily with, and reach out to even people in other nations. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
I also just felt in my heart that if anyone is listening, and you haven't given your life to the Lord, and you've listened to everything, and you know in your heart, you know, we are moving into times where we know as Christians, you know, the time is drawing near. And if you today, if you have not given your life to the Lord, or you feel like you've just slid back so far that you feel like, you know, Jesus doesn't even want me anymore, I just want to tell you that it doesn't matter what you've done in your past, how bad you think you've been. You know, God, while you've got breath in you, while you've got life in you, you can repent. There's still time. Yes. While there's time, you can give your life to Jesus. Yes. His arms are wide open. He says, come boldly before my throne of grace and obtain mercy. God is inviting you. Yes. He says, just come. Come no matter what you think, no matter how you feel, no matter what's going on around you. You might think you're not good enough. God doesn't think the way you think. So whoever you are today, I just want you to repeat after me if you want Jesus in your life. So Father God, today I come to you and I pray that you will forgive me of my sins, that you will wash me clean with your blood. Today I want to commit my life to you, Lord. And I want to make you Lord and God over my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Use me, Father. Help me, Father. And be the Lord and God over my life. I surrender everything to you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've given your life to the Lord, just share it with someone today. And just remember, you are a child of God. God doesn't expect you to do anything. All he wants you to do is believe. Believe in him. Believe that you are saved. And yeah, so yes, unfortunately, we are at the end of the program, and it was such a nice time just sitting and chatting to you, Elise and Melissa. And I just want to pray God's blessings over your ministry and everything that you guys are doing, and going out there and making disciples, because I think that's the biggest job in the whole world, is to do the greatest commandment. And so thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Alana.
Thanks for having us.
So yes, unfortunately, that's the end of the program. I hope you enjoyed that. So this is Body Matters, and I hope that you will join me again next Saturday, same time, with more great conversation with me, Alana Willifrey. Have a blessed week.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.